What up, guys? Welcome to Archive TV. I'm Shane, back again for another smoke sesh here with you guys. Today, I'm going to be trying out three different hashes from over at the shop. Pretty much just got into town and was looking for something to dab on, so just kind of went over there and grabbed a couple things that looked interesting. Got three different rosins here from three different brands. One of them is ours, and then I also have some Blank Check, which is an Archive strain, but this one here is from Out Cold Hash Co. And then I also have some Melon Chews from Fuji Melts. So I'll get into each one of these one by one and we'll dab them up and kind of see what we think. First one I want to try here is the Blank Check. Blank Check is a Ghost OG Planet Purple F2 hybrid Archive strain. This selection here, I already smelled this one doing the close-ups. I think it's safe to say this is pretty OG leaning as far as the selection that they made right away. I mean, it's got that classic Ghost OG lemon, pine sol, earthy funk. Classic OG terps, thick, kind of musky, classic OG flavor profile right there. It does have a little bit of that sweeter marshmallow. Yeah, I'm excited to try this one out here. I'll just kind of go through and look at them all one by one, and then we'll smoke them all one by one. Second one that I've got up here is the Double Motorboat times Orange Limeade. I'm not sure what the Orange Limeade is on this one. This one I actually opened up about a week ago, smoked a few dabs of it, left it here, left for a week, came back, and opened it back up. Interestingly, when I smoked this one last week, it definitely had a lot more of like that citrusy, tangy, orange style terp, especially like on the initial nose on it. Flavor was a little bit more complex, if I remember correctly. But after sitting for a week or so, I noticed I popped this jar and I'm definitely getting a lot more of a, kind of the other end of the spectrum now, like more of that sour dub type thing, more from the Double Motorboat side. Yeah, I wonder if that's just, you know, those citrusy terps, maybe a little bit more volatile. This was left out at room temp for the past week, so maybe those ones kind of evaporated off a little bit, and now I'm smelling more of what I'm left with after that. For me, personal bias, I kind of prefer this smell right now, actually. Now I'm gonna take a dab here in a minute, and we'll see kind of if it smokes as fresh as I remember it smoking about a week ago. Kind of interesting observation on that one there. Usually you get a gram or two from a shop. I don't know how you guys are, but it doesn't usually stick around long enough for me to make that kind of determination. So kind of interesting little tidbit on that one. And then the last one I've got here is from another brand that I was recommended that I have not tried out here in Oregon yet. This is from Fuji Melt, and this strain is the Melon Chews, which looks like it's a strawberry guava times mimosa cross. This is a 90U rosin batter right here, coming in at 69.3% THC. And wow, 9.66% terps on this one. So that's pretty high on the terps. Strawberry guava, that one is going to be a straw nana papaya cross, which arguably two of the most popular hash strains of maybe the past decade. I guess you could throw GMO in there probably too, but two strains that you see consistently state to state, especially for rosin. And for good reasons, again, great plants for making hash, tend to be a little bit more profitable with the return on those ones. And then a really, really strong flavor profile that really translates to extracts really well. And then cross with the mimosa. Mimosa is purple punch and clementine, I believe. I would say of the four kind of parent strains that make up the lineage on this one, all strains that are known for having incredible tasting hash and for the seasoned smoker, not necessarily getting you really high. I mean, personally, for me, head stash wise, if I'm just kind of smoking on, you know, a little something every day, especially if I am shopping, this is kind of the way I like to do it, right? My thinking going into this was I get a little bit more of the gassier, heavier hitting stuff on these two. And I got my little fruity one over here. Let's go ahead and start it off with the Blank Check, just because I feel like this one's gonna get me where I need to be the quickest. I don't know why, but I like the 2 gram jars. I just feel like it tends to stay fresher a little bit longer for whatever reason. I don't know, maybe it's all mental. He just opened that jar, he likes seeing that 2 gram chunk in there. I'm gonna go ahead and heat up the MNP. I still have not got a legitimate dab rig over here, guys. I need to work on that. I still don't have a carb cap here either. So the next concentrate video I do for you guys, I promise I'll have a nice setup. But until then, just make it work. Yeah. Getting that nice OG thing with a little bit of that marshmallow sweeter funk in there as well. Kind of reminds me of the Malibu Pure Kush. Just throwing it out there, fire in the hole. It's like a gassier OG thing than I was expecting. The smell was more like classic earthier OG, more the pine saw thing. A little bit of that like lemon zest thing in there, but this is like more of like the fuely side of OG. That one's nice, I like that. It's a classic, reminiscent of days gone by. There was a time, man, where I thought you would be able to get good OG flower in just about every shop, no matter what state you were in. It was pretty much the case for a while, but good OG is becoming harder and harder to find. Another one of those things, man, like OG is probably not a great example for me because that kind of flavor profile, that style was kind of always right up my alley, personal preference wise anyway. But I wonder like how many of these other things that I got sick of at one point that if I were to revisit now, I might have a newfound appreciation for, you know? All right, next up is the Double Motorboat times Orange Limeade. Been smoking a lot of Double Motorboat hybrids lately, and I'm not mad at it. Classic strain again for people that tend to like that little bit stronger hitting, a little bit more pungent, skunky, funky, gassy type terp profile. Yeah, it tastes about the same as I remember. A little bit of both in there. Definitely not as orangey as you're expecting when you crack a new gram, like the smell that I remember from a week ago. There's not a lot of like that citrus thing going on still, but it's not like a super, super on the gassy end either. It's kind of like a nice midpoint flavor, I would say. Yeah, that's nice. Been smoking a ton of Double Motorboat hybrids and just different shit lately. Flower, hash, a little bit of everything. It definitely hybridizes well. I feel like everything that I've been smoking that's had some Double Motorboat in it lately tends to hit a little bit harder than I'm expecting it to. Yeah, definitely feeling a nice little buzz set in now. This is a nighttime sesh for me. Did some work earlier today, went and got dinner, hit the gym, and came back over to do this video. And man, I'm feeling nice and toasty over here. Okay, damn. This one right here, probably the loudest of the three, just based on volume level of the smell here. This one's crazy. This is, I would say, like, it's kind of rare for me, like, a lot of these strains that are named after a food or a flavor, I don't always get that, I don't always taste the namesake, if you get what I'm saying. Banana, anything banana, banana kush, banana OG, strawberry banana, that kind of thing, I pick up on banana right away. Orange stuff, Calio, Tangy, Clementine, that kind of thing, I can always pick up on those kind of terps. But the other fruity stuff, usually not so much. This smells like straight guava to me. And I don't even think that's the type of thing where it's like placebo, you read the word, then you smell it. Somehow your brain connects them and you smell guava, even though it may not smell like guava. This like undeniably smells like guava. Wow, okay. If I'm being honest, this is probably the one I was the least excited to try to start off. And now I'm the most excited to try it. So we'll get a nice healthy sized dab of that one going there. Strawberry Guava is a Oni Seeds Co. creation. You probably know them from all the Tropicana stuff, Tropicana cookies, Trop Santo. This smell on this thing has got me hooked, man. I'm hoping it tastes just like it, honestly. It's definitely papaya leaning. Like that guava thing is just like a tick off of a traditional papaya. It's a little bit sharper, where the papaya is like a little bit more of a flat, sweet, fruity papaya thing. Yeah, I'm excited. Round three, and then we will have a winner. Exactly like it smells. Oh, it's like mouth-watering. Wow. It's only one of the three that is made from outdoor too. Wow. Yeah, as far as what's the most unique smoke on the table, I would actually give it to this one right here. Got me right away from the smell, and it translated really nicely to the flavor. Wow, that one was nice. All three of these, definitely nice. This is the blank check is one I've never seen the flower of it, and I've always wanted to see the flower, so I was kind of excited to check this one out. And they did a really nice job with this one. This is really nice. It is just like a little bit sweeter, a little bit smoother OG flavor, which is a lot like, you guys know I love the Pure Kushes, the Malibu, the Hollywood. That's usually kind of how I would describe those. There's like the earthy side of OG, and then there's like the fuely, funky side of OG, and then there's like the third shoot that has a little bit of both, but is like a little bit creamier. A little bit of a marshmallow thing. That's what I'm getting out of this. I thought up until I popped that last jar and took that last dab that we were gonna have a winner here. Personal preference aside, but I think I gotta go with this one. You guys know me and my personal preference, now I steer more towards the gassy, funky stuff. It takes something pretty special from over on the fruity side of the spectrum to really win me over like that. So I think that's saying something about this one. So props to Fuji Melt. Enjoyed all of this stuff. All right, guys, I think that pretty much does it for this one. Thank you for joining me for another video. While you're there, like, subscribe, hit the bell, do all this stuff. Leave a comment. Let me know what you're smoking on right now. And I'll see you on the next one.